fixing up some of the many foreclosed homes in Michigan. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. Michigan has consistently been on a top 10 list nobody wants to be on. That's the list of the highest home foreclosure rates in the country. But for some people, this means opportunity. You probably know that the group Habitat for Humanity typically builds new homes. But now, some of the chapters in Michigan are taking advantage of all the foreclosures around the state. They're buying foreclosed homes and renovating them instead of building new. The group says it's less expensive to renovate an existing home than it is to build a new one. It can save resources, but it can also mean dealing with a few surprises. This yellow ranch house in Ypsilanti Township has been gutted, stripped down to the studs. Up in the attic, there are a bunch of volunteers in hard hats and face masks. Sam Moore is a volunteer. He says they're making the house more energy efficient.
We're just building knee walls to hold the insulation, the loose fill insulation, on top of the house so it won't blow all over the place. So we're just making like a big cage for it.
This house was built in the 1950s and it had basically zero insulation. Steve Denman is in charge of overseeing this renovation for the Washtenaw County Habitat chapter. He says their main goal is making the home more affordable for its new owner.
You know, we want to make the home owner not have to pay so many bills in energy, so she's going to have, you know, a tremendous amount of less money to pay.
These renovated homes are being sold to low-income families at cost with a zero-interest mortgage, and they're usually first-time homeowners. The Washtenaw County chapter switched over to just doing renovations a couple years ago when the market went south. Megan Rogers is with Habitat. She says buying and fixing up foreclosures costs about two-thirds of building a brand new home, so they can do more of them in a year and get more families into homes. But Rogers says there's no question, building new is easier.
In new builds, you could build the wall, you know, put together the framing of the wall in a warehouse and deliver it. With a renovation, you just really never know what you're getting yourself into, how long that task might take.
Rogers says they've come into houses that have been stripped of all the electrical wiring and all the copper. Sometimes the siding is gone, and there can be bigger problems.
A lot of these homes have lead, and so lead abatement, if you're not aware, is extremely expensive to do. We have chosen to have several of the members of our construction team go through lead abatement training.
Calista Walker is one of the people who's buying a renovated foreclosure from Habitat. She's here working. She's putting in some of the 300 sweat equity hours she needs before she can close on her house in a different neighborhood.
This will be my first time ever owning my own home where I can actually paint and put colors on the wall. That's probably the thing I'm most excited about, and having a garage of my own and a backyard. And so I'm excited. I'm really, really excited.
The Washtenaw County Habitat Group has been fixing up several foreclosures in the same neighborhoods to try to add some stability to the neighborhoods. Calista Walker thinks that's a good idea.
I love it because of the fact that that means you're changing the face of the community. You know what I mean? When you drive through communities and you see houses that no one's living in them, no one's loving on them, no one's doing the yards, and then all the other houses are sort of nice, I mean, it changes the feeling and it draws different things to it.
She's hoping to move into her new home with her two sons and her mom in the next few months. The Washtenaw Habitat Group says they'll keep buying and fixing up these homes as long as they can continue to afford to do that. That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.